DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the podcast. The boys have left. Well, they're in another studio, but we're here. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Oh, hello.
Yesterday, I was walking my dog, and
you saved a woman from a burning building again.
That would be cool. That did not happen. But I did see a surfer dude who, this is somebody who did not know who I was from the radio. So it was just as if he were seeing a stranger.
Yeah.
A surfer dude who come out of the ocean, and he was walking across the street with his surfboard to put it into his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking my dog, and he saw me. He goes, hey, dude, he goes, you ever see... There's an Instagram account where dogs and their owners look alike. He goes, you should totally be on there.
Yeah.
It's funny because he didn't know who I was.
I've said that to you.
To say that to somebody was funny.
There's very similar qualities to the two of you.
And it doesn't help that I have a watch with an orange band. And my dog's leash is orange, and my shoelaces are orange. So, like, we're very color coordinated. Me
Could
and the
you
dog.
Today put glasses on Whimsy?
Oh, that'd be great. I did it for the one winter, and I haven't worn it. In the one winter, I bought an orange scarf for me and for her, so we could walk around in orange scarves.
Now you're hiding your wrinkly neck.
Yes, correct.
You're becoming Steven Tyler.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, that's funny.
I was very saddened yesterday, Jerry. I talked to my sister, Chrissy, and her dog is not doing well. And it was just an interesting measurement of time. Maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know if you had this with your cats.
Every day.
But you know what it was? It was the...
Have it with my kids.
And your children. Well, this was like, because this involves this dog is on its last legs,
sure.
Probably. But like they got the dog and the little kids were little.
Yep.
And now the one child is graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
One child is in college. One child is in high school.
Yep.
And it was almost like a symbolic... Like, the family's not the same because kids are shuffled around now, and now the dog is...
Soon to be removed.
Exiting the world. Yeah, it was kind of a sad...
It is. I have a son who's going to be 21 next month.
Yeah.
21. And, you know, I don't expect him to be living with us much longer, maybe a couple years, maybe. I don't know. But, like, that's the end of a chapter.
Yeah, the end of a chapter. Yeah. Like the family dynamic changes.
Completely changes. Now... In terms of my family, which I think would be a lot like your sister's, it's been changing. You know, every different stage changes the way you approach the day, you plan for the week. You know, there was a time in my life where I didn't do things because he was a baby and he had to be changed and walked and fed and all those things. And, you know, And then all of a sudden he's walking and you're still really not doing much because you got a toddler around. Then all of a sudden you're starting Little League, and now you got practices a couple of times a week. And for the next, as for me, turned out the next 15 years, my life was consumed with being at the baseball fields. And well, that went by the boards now last year. So that travel baseball chapter has closed. Yeah. A golf chapter has opened. But as that's opening, you know, Matthew's time in our house is probably coming to it. Yeah, I mean, it's a continuous adjustment, essentially.
Yeah.
And so I see it and experience it every day.
Yeah. Even when things, yeah, there's some for a quite a long period, things are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden,
they feel the same.
Yeah, you get
it. But you are adjusting.
Yeah.
The difference in a case like a death of a pet or a kid moving out, like those are, the death of a pet obviously is very final. But a kid moving out could be the final time that you live together as a family.
Right.
They could always come back, I suppose. So those things are more like in your face than the slow, methodical adjustment periods as your day-to-day life feels the same, but really isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, it just seemed very like, and then she said, my sister said she brought the dog out to see my father.
Mm.
Now, my father's in pretty rough shape.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And she even said, she said, my father said, boy, that dog's looking in rough shape. So it was just like, you know, those were two vibrant. My dad was very vibrant. The dog was very vibrant. It would, you know, if you showed up at the house, the rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
Now the dog don't care if anyone comes by, you know.
You know, there have been, you know, I've talked about my son's surgery back in 2021, which really changed my perspective on life. And
but does it remain day-to-day change? You know what I mean? Like sometimes,
mostly.
Like I feel like you get those things and it hits you when it first happens. And then over time, you get back to your same thinking.
I would say this hit me harder than anything in my life, I would say. And, do you fall back into a routine? Yeah, maybe to some degree. But I would tell you that every day I remind myself, and I mean this, every day I remind myself to take nothing for granted tomorrow. And I've been reminded of it numerous times. My wife went through something over the past year, hopefully in the clear, but you know, that was another reminder. A friend of mine, Scott, who had ALS, Boomer and Geo did the two golf tournaments last year and this year, just passed away last week after what was only an 18-month battle. And that's, you know, another one where, you know, you go to the wake on Sunday and it was literally 2 years ago. You're looking at photos. I'm sorry. You're looking at photos from just 2 years ago where he's still feeling great, active, 55-year-old, well, at that time, 54-year-old guy.
That's it.
No issues. Everything's good. And then one day not feeling right, winds up getting diagnosed with ALS, and 18 months later, he has passed away. Like, if you don't think that every day can't be different, you're an idiot. And so, yeah, there are some day-to-day things that you fall back into that routine trap, but I promise you, I'm not making this up. Every single morning I wake up, and as I'm getting ready, I'm always thinking about don't take the day for granted. Now, I always joke with you. I don't know. One day I might come in here, and they're going to tell me, you know what, this is it. You know, we're going to move on. I don't know. I expect that. You know, try to prepare myself for those things. Know how I'll react to them, but I've certainly had some things that have altered what has been a normal day or a normal life for me enough over the past 5-6 years that I feel prepared for a lot. Not everything, but a lot.
Yeah, and even when you're prepared, it's still...
Oh, it's jarring.
It's going to be jarring, right?
Yeah, you just hope maybe a little less jarring, but it still rocks your world and changes what you've been doing and what you know.
Yeah, I actually think about this right as I park my car and I'm going up the sidewalk, right? And I'm walking up my steps. I'm always like, I wonder if this dog could be dead when I open this.
100%.
You're right?
Could be someone in your place trashing your condo. You don't know what you're walking into. I mean, you know, little things like that. Driving, you always talk about this. You drive 80 miles or 70 miles to work every day. I drive 40 miles or whatever the number, 60 miles, whatever.
I think it's like 55 to 60 miles.
That's a lot of mileage.
Yeah.
That someone that's drunk or falls asleep could cause chaos and you to get into a fatal accident.
Or the deer I always worry about.
And we take it for granted as if we're just going to get in the car, be at work, and then we're going to show up home. And 99.9% of the time that happens for everybody. But that 0.1%, unfortunately, those people don't come home. The story we were kind of glanced over this morning, and the girl on the train, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know. There was an executive from the Yankees. His wife and kid got killed in a car accident when the tree fell on their car this past off season. Like, so I really take nothing for granted.
Yeah. And yet I feel like we do fall back into, and I think that's human nature, right? Where you, every once in a while, like on my ride in, I'll be thinking about that. Like, I'm like, man, some wacko could just come into my lane.
Mm-hmm.
But then it fades away. And then you might be reminded of it again. And it fades away.
Yeah.
Kind of goes back and forth.
That's probably true.
There was a story many years ago when I was living in Florida, working in sports radio down in Florida. It had to be like 1994. I had heard of a time on this other radio station, WFLA. It was a news talk station. They ran Rush Limbaugh, but then they had all local Florida talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do like local politics, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a story. One of the guys was the talk show host that was supposed to come on after him didn't show up. And the guy's on the air going, where, this guy doesn't call. He's running late. Da, da. And he was killed in a car crash on his way to the radio station.
You know,
there's some uplifting stories for you. Good morning, everybody.
Well, but you know what? To me, I think it's good. I think it's a good reminder for people.
Yes.
Back in 2012, every summer, a friend of mine had a big blowout barbecue. It was an all. It was the, like the first, second week of August every single year. And we had gone 5-6 years in a row. And our other friends were there, too. And this one particular Saturday, we're there. My friend's wife is there with his, and she's pregnant. She was like 8 months pregnant. And there, I guess he was probably their 3-year-old. She was there with the mom. And my friend's not there. And he always worked a lot. So no one thought much of it when he wasn't there at 2 o'clock, when we got there at 1:30. When he wasn't there by 4 o'clock and no one could reach him by phone, you got a little concerned. And then a friend of ours that was in law enforcement started making some calls. And we found out that he was in intensive care in a hospital after a car accident. How he made it through, I have no idea. He's since okay. But that's another one of those instances where it's like he was just leaving somewhere to come here, didn't make it. What happened? He's lucky he's alive. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of those moments.
Man.
Yeah.
Then I even saw yesterday, like, oh, all this was combined. And yesterday I saw the people that lived in that apartment that I said caught fire.
Yeah, in Bradley Beach.
Yeah, and like they were moving their stuff out into their cars to go where, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, man, those people were not counting on their apartment catching fire.
They didn't have looking for a new home on Tuesday on their schedule.
Right.
Yeah. Things change. You got to roll with it.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like things don't change and then a big change happens.
That's possible. Yeah. Hmm. I don't believe that I've lived a lot. Life in the last 10 years without much change.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of change and a lot of things happen.
Yes.
So I'm hoping I've gotten my fill and things would be a little calm for a little while. That would be nice.
Yes, get a little calm for a little
while. That would be nice.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was listening to a very interesting podcast yesterday. I want to get your thoughts on this one, Jerry. I wrote it all down so I didn't screw it up. The name of the podcast, which I have listened to before, and it's on the Bill Simmons...
Ringer Network.
It's called Plain English.
Is that with JJ?
He tries
to learn English?
I don't know why it's called Plain English. Okay. It's various topics. And it's a guy, Derek Thompson is his name. He's a writer with The Atlantic, I think it's called. Anyway, he had on this neurologist. Her name was Susan O'Sullivan. And she has a book out called The Age of Diagnosis, How Our Obsession with Medical Labels is Making Us Sicker.
Okay.
And she basically was, you know, there's all this talk about like, oh, the rise of autism,
right?
The rise of people with ADHD and all these, and what is causing it, and is it the, you know, people, is it the vaccines? Is it the food we're eating? Is it all these things? And her book and all is about how it's really just that we keep changing the diagnosis to what we label somebody as, right? So what is labeled as autism now is probably different than it was a decade ago, two decades
okay.
ago. Like where it used to have to be severe autism, you were called autistic and you have autism, to now it's like less and less and less. So maybe you have just a little bit of autistic characteristics and you're labeled as having autism.
Mm-hmm.
And they wondered about, does putting a label on something on you change how you behave, right? So
it's possible.
Do you go now, oh, I have ADHD, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never be able to get through that book. I have ADHD. I'll never.
I think that's possible.
Where if you weren't labeled as ADHD.
You battle through.
Yeah, you battle through.
I could see that. Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, we're living in a time where, you know, there's a medication for everything.
Yes.
And in some cases, there might be a medication for something you don't even have. But yet they'll treat what you think you have with something they think might help you with what you think you have.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you told me it's just a mind game and that you're, it's essentially what she's explaining is people take the easy way out. When there's an excuse, they take that road as opposed to fighting uphill and trying to battle through. I could 100% I could see that.
She was even saying, this was a bit controversial, I thought. She was even saying that, you know how we went to like Princeton Longevity Center
yeah.
and we, you know, you get preventive things done. Like every year you get your blood work done. You, as a man, might get a PSA test
sure.
every year. She was saying that we maybe shouldn't be doing those things and that you should only get checked when you have symptoms of something.
Okay. But then what happens when you do that? And that could be right for some cases. But what happens if a symptom shows up and you're so far gone that a scan would have helped
yeah,
stop
have
it,
right.
or prevent it or fix it?
Yeah.
So I do think, like, it's funny because these imaging places are popping up all over the place. And I do think a place like Princeton Longevity Center is largely responsible for people buying MRI machines and opening up these places all over the place. I do think there's... It's good to have awareness of what's going on inside your body, but I do also see the point of running to trouble too. Like you don't want to go through one of these scans and well, that could be something. And all of a sudden it's in your head. I might have cancer. Oh my God. You know, what is this? And then you're starting to
right.
look for answers for something maybe that's not there.
Or maybe that won't develop.
Maybe. I found Princeton Longevity Center to be so thorough that I did not feel like they were going to give us any, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I didn't feel like they were going to give us any bad information. Some of these other places, who knows? I it's a great point, but I think while it might be true for certain things, it might also be dangerously bad information for others.
Yeah. I know, like for me when I went there, remember I got my bone scan
yeah.
done, right? And they said, oh, you have osteoporosis. And when I followed up with the endocrinologist,
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
She just kept saying to me, she goes, well, why did you get this scan done? I said, oh, we just went and got scans done.
Yep, yep.
She goes, oh, well, yeah, you probably shouldn't have gotten a scan done.
Why? What was her point?
Her point was like, you're not at the age that this would be a factor.
Right, but as it turned out, it's an issue.
But I'm really not doing anything about it.
Oh.
Because I don't have any symptoms of anything.
Okay. Well, but you have an awareness of it.
I guess, yeah, I guess,
so that,
but they did want me to get on medication, actually.
Oh,
and
really?
And I didn't
okay.
do it. So I could have been put on this bone medication.
Right.
And even when I went to my...
You'd be the first person I know on bone medication and boner medication.
Right, the two of them. They interact. It's double the power.
I'm just kidding.
Even when I went to the gastro doctor, and I said to him, like, oh, this Nexium really hurt my bones and blah, 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 and all this stuff. He goes, why did you get that bone density scan? Again, I was like, oh, because I just was getting scared, trying to get ahead of things.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's point is, if maybe you're then going to see yourself as a weak-boned individual, that this is never going to affect you until you're in your late 80s or 90s, why have this label on yourself?
All right, so why did I get the scans? Same reason you did. If I didn't, I'd still be taking drugs every day for an issue that really isn't an issue. So, I mean, for every...
For
the statin, for the cholesterol. Statin, yeah. So for every why did you, I'll give you a why you should have.
Right, but then she would have said, the statins in the first place, like that was an example of where we kept changing what was,
the standards were.
Yeah, like you're a guy in their book with high cholesterol, but... A decade earlier, you may not have had high cholesterol because your number may have not been considered. It's like they just keep moving.
They move the goalposts on us.
They move the goalposts for what's high blood pressure, what's high cholesterol.
Let me come back to what I always say to you. I don't know what to believe.
I know.
With any of this stuff. Like, what was I reading the other day? There was a fitness expert. I forget. She was from an Ivy League school. I don't remember which one. And she was basically saying, be careful with all these carnivore keto diets. They're dangerous. Carbs are your friend. Don't fear carbs. I'm like, oh my God. I got multiple people over here telling me to ditch the pasta and the grains and the bread. It's killing me. This woman's telling me that they're killing me by telling me to have steaks and burger. I have no idea. You know what I do believe ultimately? And I think it was Andrew Huberman, I believe, that said this too. We can keep it simple. You eat meat, fish, eggs, fruits, vegetables, golden. Don't eat anything out of a box.
Right.
That was his point. Don't eat anything that's artificial. He goes, there's not even a name for that diet. You know why? Because all you're eating is real food. That's it. Don't worry about what vegetables are carb. Don't worry about what fruit has too much sugar. He goes, meat, fish, eggs, fruits, vegetables. You will be as healthy as anybody you know.
Yeah.
And I believe that because there are people out there that will tell you bananas will kill you.
Yes.
Kill yourself. Bananas are not killing anybody.
Right.
Nor is spinach, nor is a potato. Like, stop. M&Ms might kill you, and Chips Ahoy might kill you, and ice cream, and all the other crap that we love.
Yeah.
But a potato is not killing anybody.
Yes.
And I'm with them.
Yeah.
That to me, and I don't know why, it was like the light bulb went off. I'm like, yeah. Like, it's simple.
Yeah, I think for a lot of this stuff where it gets confusing and you're hearing completely opposite things, you got to go, okay, what makes more sense? What makes the most sense? Eating an egg or eating...
A pancake.
A pancake or a bowl of Captain Crunch.
Right.
What makes more sense?
Yeah.
When you look at the ingredient list, an egg's ingredient is egg. And the Captain Crunch is
four paragraphs of crap.
Yeah.
The problem you have, as we've discussed, is you've got to wean your body off the addiction to that. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think that is an issue for many people, myself included, you know, for the most part. There are certain cravings that I have that I either need to go to sleep or I need to go out and start running just to get away from the house.
Yeah.
You know, that is certainly, and there are times I'm good, and there are other times I'm like, damn, I'm hungry, even though I shouldn't be, you know. But I think that's where they say 2 weeks, you got to fight through 2 weeks, and once you get through, and I saw it last summer when I got to that 2 week point, and I wound up eating really well for 4 months. 2 weeks. And there are some days I sit here, I'm like, I can't get through 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. When I'm here at work, I want to eat every 2 hours.
Like, I've been reading a lot. And I'm trying to understand the science of it. And the more that Dr. Berg, I like a lot, he seems to explain a lot really well. Trying to understand this whole 72-hour fasting and what it does for your body. And, you know, most people think it's like the worst thing you can do and you're going to be faint and you're going to pass out. And yet it has the complete opposite effect. And I sit there and say what a great idea it is. I'm like, 72 hours fast. I can't fast for 4 hours when I wake up. I can do it on the weekend. I've always told you that. At home, my routine is different. I don't eat at home until lunchtime. Here, I sit down. I'm like, what am I eating?
Yeah.
I don't know same. Why. I don't same know here. Why.
Yeah, and even if you ever did like the colonoscopy prep, like you get up in the morning where you're not allowed to eat from the, or whatever point in the day, you can't
eat. Like 3 p.m. you got to stop. Maybe even 2 o'clock you got to stop eating.
Yeah, and it's like you're starving, and then at some point it just stops.
Goes away. It goes away.
However many hours in, that is.
The colonoscopy prep I don't find to be that difficult in terms of the lack of eating because you're so bloated. Like you almost get, I almost feel like when I did it a few months ago, by like 8 o'clock, I felt like I just ate a buffet off a cruise ship. And I had eaten nothing for 7 hours. But you drink so much water. I took the pills, I think, like you did too.
Yes.
I think it would be 128 ounces of water. Like I couldn't take anymore.
Yeah, it was a lot of water, right?
So the idea of eating anything, not a chance.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It was interesting.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. I do sing a song about my penis in the warm-up show, very briefly.
Yes, I gave you the title of it.
You did, and I went with it, Jerry.
You did.
I rock and rolled with it. coming up tomorrow.
Oh, are we teasing the show?
No, another warm-up show at 5 a.m.
Got it.
Until then, see ya!
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.